those of us who cut off the noise and go into deep meditation about this place, once you see it's a repeat, you should be saying, what in the world, why is it a repeat? Once you realize they lied to you about everything else, then just keep going. You've been lied to so many ways. The biggest lie is time. They've lied to you about time. I got this FedEx truck behind me trying to block me in. Because he got to make a delivery. He was going to block me in. That's a trip right there. Anyway, so those of us who really start to meditate on what this place really is, we conclude that time does not exist. We all come to that conclusion. And I'm not saying you sit in a corner and say, it's something totally different. It's a different reality hidden in plain view. Most of it is being aware of if you're aware of your inner man and you're aware of your outside, the outside playing out in front of you, you see how they're connected. But my conclusion, because I'm saved, my conclusion is totally different than all the rest of the gurus, and I'm going to tell you what it really is. They won't tell you this. They won't tell you that. They might tell you that time don't exist, but they don't tell you why. What is time then? Time is a cycle. Every day, everything repeats, moment by moment, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. Everything's a cycle. And the purpose of the cycle is a birthing. What is it a birthing of? It's a birthing of your inner man, but it's also a birthing of a revelation. A revealing. God is revealing stuff to you if you just listen. And so, by His Spirit, right? The ultimate revelation is that Jesus is holding it all together. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the ultimate revelation. But let me explain how this works. So if you put some grass seed in the ground, the grass is already there. It just hasn't appeared yet. It just hasn't been revealed yet. If a person has murder in their heart, the seed is already there. They just haven't done the crime yet. So over the cycles of time, eventually there's opportunity. If they are a murderer in heart, they're going to eventually do it. Look at Cain. Cain had bitterness and anger and murder in his heart, and then it appeared. It was revealed. So you have a seed, and everything's in that seed. The fruit has the seed for more fruit. The seed is within the fruit, and it just reproduces. So in your heart, in your mind, in your soul is the seed. And if you're not saved, your heart's going to get darker and darker and darker. But if you get born again, you have the seed of truth. And so if you have the Holy Spirit, that's the Spirit of truth. So you have the seed of truth, and it's going to just keep revealing more and more truth. And so it's a revelation. So the book of Genesis, instead of looking at Genesis to Revelation as time, as a linear time, think of it this way. Think of Genesis as the seed. And as you read from Genesis to Revelation, forget about time. Think about what you learn. Think about the revelation, how it's revealing itself. So when you start in Genesis, the seed is there about Jesus. The prophecy is there. Genesis 3 has all the truth. What happened to Adam and Eve is happening right now. And so the whole truth was there, but it just had to be revealed through the dispensations of time, and dispense is medicine. So God is revealing Jesus to the whole world. 666 was already in Genesis 3, because 666 is the number of man. It's the flesh mind. It's the cube. The cube has always been here. The lamb slain before the foundation world. That's why God knew that man would fall, because the creation, God is holy. God is undefiled. He's separate from sinners. He's high and lifted up. But man, or any his creation, is not. So there had to be a propitiation. I know how to say that for some reason. Propitiation. There had to be a payment. Somebody had to pay. And so that's why this is a sacrificial redemptive system. But what you're doing while you're in time is, it's really not linear. It's not linear, because you know it's not linear. You can work a first job, second shift, third shift. It doesn't matter when you work. You work your 8-hour shift, you know. And I heard one elite investor. He says, you know, he said, I work 2 8-hour shifts every day. He said, I get 2 days in work while you get 1 day work. He said, that's how I got rich. While you're working 1 day, I'm working 2 days in that 1 day. So each day is a revelation. You're learning something new. So think about a child. A child is growing, right? And you raise a child and they hit 18, they're growing into their personality. You're actually seeing the revelation, the revealing of their personality as they grow. You start to see their calling, the revelation of their calling in life as they grow. The revealing. So everything is a revealing in time. Time is just a cycle birthing to reveal new insights. To birth in new insights. It's a cycle. The woman has a cycle, right? So the man and woman have a conception. The baby's conceived. The baby's already there. It's just getting ready to be revealed in 9 months. It'll be revealed. It's already there. The DNA's already there. It's already interwoven into the DNA. So if you think of time, not as linear, but as a revealing. So everything, this is how you break the matrix right here. Everybody's talking about, I want to break the matrix. Well, this is how you break the matrix. You set the seed. You plant the seed, whether it's a thought, whether it's a word, whether it's an action, any kind of seed, thought, word, action, heart, mind, will, emotions, intellect, whatever the seed is, you plant the seed. And once the seed is planted and watered, it's got some sunshine, it's got some water, you cultivate it, you weed out the bad weeds, and you just focus on that seed. And you keep focusing and you keep watering it. Eventually that seed turns into a plant and it's revealed. So time is a revealing of whatever seed has been planted. If you're bitter, if you've been bitter your whole life, it's going to show up in your gray hair. It's going to show up in your wrinkles. If you have a seed of bitterness, what's going to happen? It's going to be revealed. In your body. If your car is making a noise, there's the seed. It's starting to reveal itself that you need to do something about that, right? It's a revealing, a revelation. And so Genesis is the seed, and through the ages, all the way to Revelation, it actually means reveal, the revealing. It's true with health stuff. You might start having a pain somewhere, and that's a sign you need to do some fasting or change your food, change your diet, go do something. Toothache, same thing. Everything starts out with a seed, and it's revealing something. So you start having some pain in your tooth, and you say, what is that? It's trying to reveal that you got a cavity on the way. You need to go take care of it or whatever. It's all a revealing. And so instead of seeing time as linear, this will change your life and this will help you, because what you can do is you can start planting seeds in everything you want to happen or want to do. And so once you start planting seeds everywhere, the proper seed, plant the good seed, love, joy, truth, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. You plant seeds, you're going to get a harvest of whatever seeds you planted. It's going to reveal itself. And so if you're learning a new trade, learning a program, if you're learning, if you're growing internally, it's going to reveal itself. It's always been there, because if you got the Holy Spirit, you have the mind of Christ, but it's just not revealed to you yet. So the revelation, the book of Revelation, is revealing Jesus. That's what it means. That's the whole purpose of Revelation. Read Revelation 1. It reveals Jesus. Who's holding it all together? And so Genesis is the seed. So everything that happened in Genesis, 666 is in Genesis. The flesh mind, the spirit mind, the redemption story, the devil. You see the offspring, Cain and Abel. Everything that happened in Genesis 3, 4, 5, whatever, the book of Genesis is revealing the what's going to happen is the culmination is a revelation in your heart, in your mind. So the revealing is when Jesus comes back and the whole world is, oh, okay. And we already know what the devil's going to do after he's loosed. When Jesus rules for 1,000 years, the devil's loosed again to deceive the kings of the earth again. You know what's going to happen. The devil's going to try to lie and say it was all counterfeit. It wasn't real. It was fake. You already know the devil's trick before it even happens, because he has no new game. He's going to say the same thing he told Eve after he's loosed from. He's going to use different words, but the devil's going to say the same thing he told Eve. Hath God said, you can be your own God. You don't need Jesus. Jesus will actually be on the earth ruling for 1,000 years, and the devil will throw doubt and get all the kings of the earth. So you can be God. You can rule. You don't have to rule, be under his rule. And the saints are going to be kings and priests unto God. So you're going to be the shapeshifters for 1,000 years, ruling and reigning with Jesus. And the devil's going to lie and say, well, you can be like them. They're just... You can see, people don't want to admit they're sinners. Jesus is sin free. God is holy, separate. Jesus is God. So people don't want to admit they're sinners. And by that very rebellious act right there, they're saying, I want to be in delusion. I don't want to admit my sin. I would rather live in delusion. So they go into deeper delusions. If you want to believe a lie, God will send you stronger delusions, if that's what you want. And so what I'm getting at is, it's all revealed. But you're on a journey. You're on a process. You're on a cycle birthing process, day by day, moment by moment, that it's all being revealed to you, just like it has already been revealed to other people. And so I'm putting this out here to show you that Genesis is the seed. Everything was already, just like when you put this, Genesis is no different than grass seed in the ground. The grass is already there in that seed. It just hasn't revealed itself yet. So the book of Genesis, the seed is there. All the whole Bible's seeded in Genesis. And so as the Bible unfolds and unfurls, just like that seed unfolds and unfurls, you can actually see the whole Bible started in Genesis, and Genesis was the seed, Revelation is the revealing, and it's happening not only in that 2D book, in that 5D spiritual book, but it's also happening in 3D. And so everything in your life is the Genesis revelation. And so no matter what it is, cleaning your house, cleaning your toilet, cleaning your shoes, mowing your yard, cleaning your car, you have the seed that starts in your mind, and then you have the revealing once you accomplish the task. It's true about your health, your mind, your soul, your spirit, your career, everything. And so as you grow into that revelation, the seed was already there. You just had to go through the cycle birthing to get there to see it or for it to appear, whatever it is.